Okay, the boys, today's daf is daf Ayin Gimel, and we're holding the Mishnah to Tiyap of the Amid. We spoke yesterday about a Rodef. Rodef is somebody that is running after someone else to go and Chas V'Shalom kill him. You have the right to stop him in his tracks, and if necessary, to go and kill him and shoot him. And the Gemara brought that because it's similar to the case of the Bava Machteres, that he's neither an Al Shem Soifoi. Just like the Rabbi Machteris is coming with the possibility he's going to kill someone, here the Roidif is not only the possibility, he's running after someone to kill him. So you're allowed to go and save him. What's the mocker for that? We'll see in the Gemara shortly. So it says our Mishnah, Elohim Shematzilim Oysen Benafshan. The following are people that you can stop them in their tracks and you can shoot to kill. A case that we were just talking about, someone running after someone else to kill him. You're allowed to go and shoot the perpetrator, the rodef, to save the life of the victim. Now the Lashon HaMishnah is, when you look at that language, it sounds like the word matzilin, you're trying to save the life of the victim, and therefore you're allowed to go and shoot the rodef. However, Rashi doesn't learn like that. Rashi said, we're not talking about being matzil the victim. We're talking about being matzil the roidef from doing an aveira, from killing someone. If you look at the top Rashi, I don't want him to have now on his report card for Shemayim that he killed someone, so I'm going to go and save him. Ben Nafshan, says Rashi, you're allowed to go and kill anyone, and anyone is allowed to kill him. To go and save him from doing this terrible act, this terrible sin. Other Rishonim, of course, disagree with Rashi and say that the Matzilin is referring to saving the life of the victim. We'll see in a moment why L'choyra Rashi learns this way, that the Hatzalah is saving him from Aveir. Continues the Mishnah, it's not only the case of the Roidev Achar Aveir, the Horgai, but also Roidev Achar HaZochar. What happens if one male is running after another male to be able to engage in Mishkav Zohar? Terrible! And the reason why he's running after him is not because he wants to have a pride parade, because Chas V'Shalom, he wants to go and sin. You're allowed to go and stop him in his tracks, so he shouldn't do that terrible sin of Mishkav Zohar. V'yachar Nar Murasa, he's running after Nar Murasa because he wants to live with her, and she's of course fleeing. You're allowed to save him from the Aveira, save her from the terrible disgrace. And Rashi says later on the Amid, even though we've only enumerated Zohar and Nar Murasa, the same thing applies to all of the Aroyois, which are set forth in Parshiois, Achrimois, and Kedoshim. So this would apply to if he's running after his sister, running after, in other words, any incestuous relationship. If a person is running after his mother, a person running after his mother-in-law, oh boy, a person running after his daughter-in-law, any Eishesish, any one of the cases, you're allowed to go and stop them from Chas V'Shalom sinning in such a terrible manner. The only exception in the Parsha of Aroyis is Aval Aroyif Achar Behaima. If he's running after Behaima to go and live with the Behaima, then you do not stop him, you let him do whatever he wants. Not that you shouldn't try to stop him, but you don't have the right to go and shoot to kill. And the Mishnah continues on. The Mechalas the Shabbos. What happens if a person is Chas V'Shalom going to be Mechal Shabbos? And you give him Hasra, and you say, Rabbi, it's Shabbos Kodesh, you're not allowed to go and work in your field. You're not allowed to go and write. You're not allowed to make a fire. Whatever. And he deliberately ignores you and continues. Are you allowed to go and shoot him to kill so that he shouldn't go and do this terrible Aveira? And the same thing, a person is about to engage in a void zora. Are you allowed to go and shoot to kill him? He shouldn't be over this terrible iser. Says the Mishnah, for these things you're not allowed to be matzah. So now we understand where Rashi is coming from. Because in these three cases, Mechal Shabbos, Avoid Zora, and Roidif Achar Behema might be different. But Mechal Shabbos, Avoid Zora, there is no victim, so to speak. The only victim is Shabbos Kodesh and the Avodah Zorah that this person is going to engage in. So to go and use the expression Elu Matzilin Oisim Nafshu, we're allowed to go and save the Shabbos, we're allowed to go and save the Avodah Zarah, that he shouldn't worship it. Who cares about the Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah you should toss in the trash bin. So therefore, that's why Rashi says Elu Matzilin Oisim Aveira. We're talking about Mimatzil, this perpetrator, from doing this terrible Aveira. So in the case of Roy Deif, Achachaveiroi, or Aroyus, yeah, you could save him from that Aveira. When it comes to Chil Shabbos, Avodah Zarah, or Roy Deif Achaveiroi, we do not save him from the Aveira. Now you're wondering why Manishtana? Mietchim will see the Gemara shortly. The reason for the Mishnah, for the Eresha, for the Sefer, Tarabanon. How do I know that if Reuven is running after Shimon to kill Shimon, you're allowed to go and shoot to kill Reuven first, so that he should not harm Shimon, and that he should not have the Aveira of Ritzicha? How do you know? Talmud says in the Pesach, when you see the victim fleeing, don't just stand there and don't do something. You got to go and help out the victim, Shimon, that he should not be killed by Reuven. That's what the Pasuk is coming to tell you. You need a Pasuk for another din. What is that? You see that Nebuch, a person is drowning in the river. Or you see that unfortunately a Chaya has grabbed hold of him and he is schlepping him away. Or you listen by an Olaf, or armed bandits are going against a particular individual. How do you know Shuchayv Latzila? You got to do what you can to be matzil. Obviously, if you are powerless, if you don't know how to swim, there's no purpose in your jumping in the terad into the north to try to go and save the guy. We're soon going to have someone to save you. But we're going to see in the Gemara shortly that there's a separate chiyuv, that even if you yourself are powerless, you cannot swim. However, if you see somebody next door who is a professional swimmer, if he's a lifeguard, then you have to go and urge him to go and save the other person, even if it means paying him to go and save the other person. Why? Because that's the mitzvah. Someone is in danger. You got to do what you can to go and save him. How do I know that? If that's the case, that's what I need the pasuk for. So I don't have a pasuk to go and say that you're allowed to go and kill a roidev that's running after a nirdav. So it's more enerchami. You're 100% right. With Samadam Riacha, it's not talking about Reuven running after Shimon. Rather, it's talking about Nebuch, a person who's to be a benohar, etc. Pray well, so we're back to square one. How do I know the loch of the Mishnah? You're allowed to go and shoot to go and kill the roidev to be able to save the nirdav. I'll tell you the makar. I learned a kal v'chaymer for nar merasa. Ma nar merasa shloi bo el lepoigma omre toyren nitin hatzilu benav shoy roi devacha chaver lehor ve'al achas kama ve'kama. By nar merasa, what does the man hope to accomplish? He doesn't want to kill the nar merasa. He just wants to have a good time. He wants to be poigem her. Poigem means to go and embarrass her. And how is he going to embarrass her? By breaking through the psula. After all, she's a nara psula hamurasa. And also to make her repugnant to a certain extent to the orus, because the orus was proud of the fact that he is now married a psula, about to have a nisuin with a psula. And now he finds out that he's going to live with damaged goods, so to speak. So it's a chagrisa begat. But that's all we're talking about. We're not talking about that the person wanted to go and kill her. He only wanted to cause this begat. Nevertheless, the Torah says, Amra Torah nitin latzil benafshi, you're allowed to go and save her from this perpetrator. How do I know that Taka, you're allowed to go and save her by killing him? We're going to see in the Gemara shortly. But in the meantime, take it for granted that you're allowed to go and kill this perpetrator, this noef that wants to go and attack this Nara Murasa to live with her. You're allowed to kill him. So Marach, you're allowed to go and kill him. The Chabad, the Roy Devach HaChaber, the Horem Goylach, Skam Bekamam, then certainly you'll be able to go and kill the right. And you're all thinking to yourselves, but that doesn't, although the Kal V'Chomer sounds right, we have that famous rule, V'chi Oynshin Men Hadin. You can't go and give an Oynish based on a Kal V'Chomer, and here's the ultimate Oynish. You are, says the Gemara, allowing a third party, disinterested third party, to go and shoot, to kill the perpetrator running after the Nara Murasa. And based on a Kal V'Chomer, even the case of a Roidif running, Reuven running after Shimon, you're allowed to go and kill Reuven. But it doesn't say a pasuk. All you have is a Kal V'Chomer, V'Chiyon Shimon Adin. And for the Gemara, you're right. Go and push aside the limud that we learned until now with the Kal V'Chomer. Dvei Rebbe Tana Hekeshehu. In the Smedish of Rebbe, they said, not based on a Kal V'Chomer, but based on a Hekesh. And Rashi says there's a fundamental difference between a Kal V'Chomer and a Hekesh. Because Ein Odom Don Hekesh, or Gzeira Shava Me Atzmoi, that has to be Mesoira. You heard it from your Rebbe, and your Rebbe heard it from his Rebbe, all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu, all the way back to Aloch al Moshe Misinai. Masha Enke, if you're talking about a situation of a Kal V'Chomer, a person can be done a Kal V'Chomer Me Atzmoi, but that's not to create Onshim, for other purposes. Therefore, says the Gemara, if you're learning it on Kal V'Chomer, ain't Onshim, and I did. If you're learning it from a Hekesh, that's okay. Now, what is the Hekesh? It says in the Pasuk, by Nara Murasa, if you have Oiz Beiz, by Nara Murasa, we're talking about that it was not consensual. You have a terrible person who's trying to violate her. So what's the did? It says the Pasuk, by Nara Leisasa Dovar. She is totally innocent. She didn't do anything wrong. It's no different than a victim that is being pursued and chas v'sholom might be killed by the roidev. Just like in that case, the victim is totally innocent. I didn't want to be shot. He's unfortunately running after me. He's a roidev. Same thing applies in Nara Marasa. She's totally innocent. She didn't do anything wrong. What did we learn from Ritzeach? We're saying, just like by Ritzeach, the same thing applies over here. What limud did we learn from Ritzeach? Now, if you can tell me you learned from Ritzeach that she's off the hook, if unfortunately she was violated by this individual, I have that twice in the pasuk. Number one, it says, "Blanara lisase dover." Don't do anything to her. In other words, she is not deserving of any oynish. And then we continue on, Ein lanara chet mavis. Don't give her a chet mavis. Mister, you already said, lanara lisasa dover. Why are you repeating, Ein lanara chet mavis? So therefore, that's totally Iberic. And then the pasuk continues on, Ki kasha yokum ishariyeh tzachay nefesh. Just like by the case of Ritzicha, that you're not going to go and blame the victim, you're going to go and punish the perpetrator, the roidif, kena dover hazeh. What do I need that for? It's a double portion. She is an innocent victim of this violent character that wants to go and violate her. So, Ibazoi, why are we even saying all these words? We thought that when you added the words in the Torah, that we're learning something by Nara Murasa, from the case of Reitzeach. Just like by Reitzeach, the victim is potter. Here too, by the case of the Nara Marasa, the victim is potter. Says, well, I don't really need that limud because I already have. And so therefore, it's not that I'm learning so much Nara Marasa from Reitzeach, but rather I'm learning Reitzeach from Nara Marasa. And that's the Lashon HaGemara. The Atar is the Balalame Venim Tzalame. It's not so much that we imported a Yiritzeach into the Pasuk to go and teach Beinara Marasa, but Fakir, the Iker reason why you brought it in is to learn from Namarasa to Yiritzeach. That what? Makish Yiritzeach, Namarasa, Maranarasa, Nitalatzila ben Nafshoi. Just like Beinara Marasa, you're allowed to go and save her, ben Nafshoi, by killing him. Af Yiritzeach, Nitalatzila ben Nafshoi. Oh! That's the reason why we have Ritzeach here in the parsha of Narasa, for this Hekish, to learn one from the other. Just like B'nai Marasa is a din of, you're allowed to be Matzu, so too by Ritzeach, you're allowed to be Matzu. But for Eitimor B'nai Marasa, go from another. I still don't have a marker for the Narim Marasa that I'm allowed to go and shoot to kill that perpetrator. Every mark in Tanur Bishmar. The Ein Moshiach Lo. Where does it say Ein Moshiach Lo? So continuing on the Psukim, after the pasuk Lanarli Sasa Dovar, etc., the next pasuk says Ki Vasoda Mitzvah. This perpetrator found the Narim Marasa out in the fields, out in the boondocks. Nobody was present. No police, no firemen, no Hatzalah, no Shoimrim, no pedestrians. She might have even screamed at the top of her lungs, but there was nobody there to hear her. The Ein Moshiach, and nobody saved her. Why does it say Ein Moshiach? Darshan Nimara, Ein Moshiach, Hoyesh Moshiach, B'chaldover, Sheyachal, Hoshiach. If there is no Moshiach, there's no Moshiach, and unfortunately she's going to be violated. But if there is a Moshiach, then you have a duty to the Hoshiach, and not only using certain methods, b'chol dover shi'och lo'ishiyah. And if that b'chol dover means he has to go and shoot the perpetrator, go ahead and shoot and kill him. So therefore says the Gemara, we see by Narah Murasa that there was only a pagam involved. He didn't come here for nefashis to kill her. He came here only to go and be poigim her and to have a good time, so to speak. The Torah says, you're allowed to stop him in his tracks, even by shooting him to kill him. Same thing, I'm not going to say a kal b'choymi now, because ain't on shim and adid. But I have my hekish. My hekish is because the pasuk says, ki kasha yokam ish oyeh nefesh, utzochi nefesh kin adover azeh, tzoako anar murasa, etc. Why was it necessary to put the reitzeach in, and learn reitzeach from nar murasa, just like over there. I have the right and the duty to be Moshiach b'chol dover. Same thing by Roid, if I have the right and the duty to go and be Moshiach b'chol dover. So now I have my answer to my original question. Minayin l'roidif shenit latzil b'nafshoi. I don't have a posik by Roidif, I have a posik b'nar marasa. And based on that posik, together with the hekish, you're allowed to go and save a nirda from a Roidif and a nar marasa from the perpetrator, etc.
What about just a regular Murasa, which is Kruya, so there you wouldn't be able to, even though he also comes to the Pasmo,
what you're saying is absolutely correct. Rashi later on, I believe in the Amud Bey, says that a regular Pnuya, a regular Psula, there is no Heter. Why don't we get to it, Amir Shem, we'll discuss it further.
Sure.
In the meantime, says the Gemara, Gufa, Vihalmendu. Yeah, Gufa. A little bit past halfway down, next to the Toysis Latzilei Benafshai. We go back for a moment to the initial halacha that the Gemara brought. You see somebody's drowning. You see Nebuchadnezzar is being schlepped away by a bear or another wild beast. Or armed bandits are coming on a person. How do you know Shuchayv Lahatzila? How do you know that you have to go and try to save him? Obviously, if you can save him. The Pasuk says, when you see the dam of somebody else, Chas V'Shalom, about to be spilled, don't just stand there or sit on your hands. I have another raya, another makoyer. It says about an aveda, if somebody loses an object, as it did, of course, of Hashavah Saveda. What happens if it's not an aveda that he lost an item, but he's about to lose his own life? Aveda is gufo minayin. How do you know there's also a mitzvah to go and Hashavah Saveda? Tamaloy, because it's in the pasuk Vashivoy Soy, Loy. Now, the Gemara considers the Vashivoy Soy, Loy to be a little bit redundant and unnecessary. If you go back to Pasuk Dalid in the Torah Ora Shalim, what happens if you don't know who lost the object? Take the Aveda into your home, and you hold on to it. until your brother asks for it. And then you return that aveda to him. The Gemara learns that sometimes you are meshev the loy to him. In other words, we're not only talking about the object that you have a mitzvah of returning, but rather by shavoisoi, return him to himself. If the aveda that we're talking about is someone who's about to lose his life, like someone, chas v'shalom, who's drowning, there's a mitzvah to return that drowning individual to his life, that he should continue to live. Oh, so I see already from that pasuk the same idea of lisamer adam reyach. What do I have to have two psukim for? If he can go and save him on his own. Meaning, somebody's drowning, and Baruch Hashem, you are a professional swimmer, and you have no problem in jumping in and saving him. Oh, Zokta Toira, Vashiboy Seloi, return that person's neshama, his life, to him. Avo, Mitroch Meger Aguri Eimaloi. What happens if I am not a professional swimmer? If I jump into the water, Chas v'Shalom will have to have somebody else worry about both of us. So what do we do now? So I would think you're off the hook. Says Imar, no. Lisamer Adam Riecha comes to tell you that you mean Mitrach Umeger Aguri, that you have to go and Matriach and find a lifeguard. The lifeguard says, I charge $25 an hour. No problem. Lifeguard, go and save him. There's a mitzvah Lisamer Adam Riecha, Kamashma. We now get back to the halachas of our Mishnah, and as you'll see, the Braisa expands on our Mishnah. Tanurban, Echon Aroy Devach Chaber, Lahargo, V'Echon HaZachar, one Zachar running after another Zachar, Chas V'Shalom, to perform Mishkav Zachar, V'Achar Nar Marasa. So far, all of these three cases is a direct quote from our Mishnah, Roy Devach Chaberoy, Zachar, Na'amarasa. The Braisa now adds not only those cases, the Acher Chayove Mises Bezim, the Acher Chayove Krisis. Any one of those Arroyos, which are spelled out in Parshios Acher Mois Kedoshim, the same thing applies, Matzilin Oisan Men Nafshoi. You're allowed to be Matzil. Rashi says, by the fact that our Gemara doesn't ask a stira, that our Mishnah only talks about Zachar and Na'amarasa. And the Braisa adds, Chayav Krisis, and Chayav Mises Bezin, doesn't that sound like that the two are inconsistent? Says Rashi, no. By the fact that the Gemara doesn't ask Akasha, is a simon that the Braisa is only expanding on our Mishnah. That Rabbeinu HaKodesh wrote it very succinctly. He figured everybody would understand on his own that if the Halach applies to a Zohar, but Narim Rasa, it applies to any of the Arroyos. Therefore, Rabbeinu HaKodesh left it out. However, the Braisa typically is not as succinct as the Mishnah is, so the Braisa Taka says, same thing applies to Chayav Krisis, same thing applies to Chayav Mises Bez. In any one of those cases, you can go and save the perpetrator from Chas V'Shalom being over the Avera, and you can save the victim from being the victim of this Avera. But let me ask you a question.
Yes. We said about Machal Shabbos that we do not amos in ourselves.
So if you do me a favor, Miat Hashem, we're going to get to that shortly. So far, all the Chayav Krisis and Chayav Mises Bezin that we've enumerated is referring strictly to the cases of the Arroyos. We're going to get back to Avodah Zarah, we're going to get back to Shabbos, we're going to get back to Roy Defachar Behema, all of that shortly. But in the meantime, Zokti Gemara, what happens if you have Almana L'Koyin Godel, Gerusha L'Chalutz L'Koyin Hejit? Now, of course, it's difficult to even conjure up this in your mind. You have a Koyin Godel that's running after an Almana to grab her to go and live with her. A Koyin Godel? So presumably this is much more on the theoretical basis that rather than on the practical basis. So were this to happen, that you see a Koyin Godel running after an Almana, or for that matter, a Kohen Hedrid running after a Grisha B'Chalutza, would you be able to go and stop them in their tracks and shoot to kill? And the halach is, no, ein matzilin uyson benafshay. And the reason is, as Igmar will say shortly, because the only heter that I have, all based on Na'am Rasa, is only in a case of a chiyuv misa, chayav misa bezin, or at least a misa b'dei shemayim in the form of kares. But the case of amana kain gadol grusha chalitza kain hedjit, although it's a terrible lav, but it's only a lav. There is no chiyuv misa, there is no chiyuv kares. Here the Torah didn't give you that hedjit to go and stop, and therefore going back to Brother Shai's question of earlier, al achas kama vekama, if a person is going to chap a penuya to go and violate her, although it's a terrible thing that he's doing, but that doesn't rise to the level of the amana kain gadol grusha chalitza kain hedjit. Why doesn't it rise to that level? Because Rashi says in the case of amana kain gadol grusha chalitza kain hedjit, he's going to transform her into being a zoina, or perhaps a chalala. Masha enkein, if a man runs after a single girl to go and live with her, he doesn't make her a zoina or into a chalala, except there's one shita that holds pone habal penuya aso a zoina, but we do not follow that. But anyway, we're not done yet. It's not only a question of logic, it's going to be mostly based on psukim, as we'll see in a moment. Now the Braisa continues on. That's all pre-Aveda. Somebody's about to go and shoot somebody to kill. Stop him in his tracks and kill him. Someone wants to go and violate the Nara Murasa. Stop him before he performs this terrible act. But what happens if Nevda Baveda? It's already over. Reuven already killed Shimon. This perpetrator already violated the young lady. Can I go and now kill him? And the answer is no. Because the whole reason why we have the right to stop it is, number one, to protect the victim, and number two, to prevent them from performing this terrible aveda. But if it's already over, there's no purpose in killing anymore. Now we leave it to Beis Din and to Rabbi Yishloim to give him this appropriate aveda. And finally, the pasuk ends, Yesh lo Mashiach. This is borrowed from the Lashon HaPasuk, Ve'im Mashiach lo, and therefore saying Yesh lo Mashiach. What happens if either Shimon, who's being pursued by Reuven, or the Nara Murasa, who's being pursued by this perpetrator, what happens if there are other means of helping out? Then you don't have the right to go and kill her. So for instance, you kill the perpetrator. So if you see, for instance, Shimon is running home, and he opens the door, and a second later he's going to shut the door and save himself from Reuven. At this point, you have no right to go and shoot Reuven, because even though Reuven hasn't performed and hasn't sinned yet this terrible sin, however, Shimon and Mitzvah are going to be saved. Give him another 3 seconds. He'll open the door, he'll lock the door, and nothing more to worry about. So in such a case, Ein Matzil Noisim Nafshe. Rabbi Yehuda adds, Afoy Meris Hanichu Loi Shelo Yehargen. What happens if you have a Nara Murasa being pursued by a perpetrator, and she is afraid that if you're going to go and start shooting this perpetrator, he might go and kill her. So she calls out, please stop, don't shoot the guy. Unfortunately, he's going to do what he's going to do. Don't do anything to stop him. So if she says, then you listen to her and you don't try to kill the perpetrator. We'll see Gemara and the Amud Beis, by the fact that Rabbi Yehuda adds this, and the Tanakhama did not add this, they would appear to be a machloikis between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanakhama would say, ignore what she is saying, shoot to kill him, so that he shouldn't go and do the terrible sin that he wishes to perform. This is now the end of the Braisa. And the Gemara says, how do I know all the halachas of the Braisa, starting from scratch, from the very beginning? How do you know Echad Aroi Devach Chaveiroi, Zohar Nar Marasa? How do you know all of that? Omakra, because the Pasuk says, and now we're quoting the same Pasuk as before, if you had someone who violated Nar Marasa, this was not consensual, quite to the contrary, she's very upset. But now Lisa Sadover, don't do anything to her. She's just an innocent victim. Now the Gemara considers these words to be iberic, to be superfluous. I already said Lanasa Lisa Sadover. What does that mean? Don't do anything to her. Innocent victim. So why do we have to repeat Ain the Narachit Mavis. Of course, you just said Lizasada. And therefore we have now four drushes. Two drushes on the word Nara, Chait, and Mavis. How can we darsh and Nara, two different drushes? Because in the Torah, in the Nara Murasa Parsha, the word Nara is written Choser, just Nun, Ayin, Resh. Then all the Chumashim it says, pronounce it Na'ara. So it's what we call a Kri Ksiv, or where the Gemara says from time to time, Yesh Eim LeMikra, Yesh Eim LeMesayis. You write it one way, but you read it another way. Since Nara is written in one way and read in another way, we have therefore two drushes. Zokti Yimar. Ein Na'ara Chet Mavis. Na'ar Ze Zohar. Zohar means protect the innocent victim in a case of Mishkav Zohar. Not only in a case of Na'ar Merasa, but in a case of Mishkav Zohar. Na'ara with the hay. Not that it says the hay, but we pronounce it Na'ara. So Na'ar Merasa. Oh, that's the parasha that we're talking about. By Na'ar Merasa, it says at the end, help her out. What does it say? It says, V'ein Moshia La is the Charaya. If you're able to help, you gotta help. So I have now both by Zohar and by Na'ar Merasa. Then it says, V'lanara, Ein lanara chet mavis chet, Eilachayav ekrisis. Mavis Eilachayav emises bezin. In all of these cases, you have a right to be Moshia La. Not only a right, but an obligation. Frank Markle, honey, lovely. Why do I have to have four separate cases? One l'chayr would be enough to be megala on all the others. So mitzvich, I need all four. Tikos rachman and na'ar, if we'd only say na, and not na'ar ra, b'shem d'lav orche. You know why the Torah allows you to go and shoot the perpetrator? Because what this person is doing is just not normal. For a male to live with a male is not normal. No matter what modern society and culture and parades teach you, it's not normal. Since it's not normal, the Torah considers that to be such a busha, such a bizoyoin, you're allowed to go and shoot the perpetrator. What are you doing? You're living with a male? Are you nuts? Are you crazy? What a humiliation. Can you imagine people are going to talk about that the victim was humiliated, another man lived with him? Ay, 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 ay. Therefore, the Torah says, you're allowed to go and shoot the perpetrator. Avanara, the orcha, orcha means what he's doing is a terrible thing. However, the fact that he's living with her, quote unquote, normally, so it's not that terrible busha of the Mishkav Zohar. Eimoloi, I would think maybe in this case, the Torah does not allow you to go and kill the perpetrator. What he's doing is a terrible sin, but not at the peril of Misaf killing him. If I have to have a pasuk Na'ara. Because Rachman and Na'ara, Mishu to come Pogimla. What size is Pogimla? Rashi says at the bottom, Bibsulim, Umegana al-Bala. Number one, he's putting on a permanent blemish on her. Until now she was a psula. And now she becomes a ba'ula. She's no longer that very presentable virgin that she was. She's now a ba'ula. But it's not only that. Since she's a Na'ara Hamurasa, the husband who has now been waiting for the last few months till that ultimate day of Nisuin, when he'll be living with her for the first time, a fresh psula, once he finds out that she's second-hand goods, because unfortunately she's already lived against her will, non-consensually, but if she's lived with somebody else, it's a shtickel genai, the husband no longer has that same taiva, that same craving, that same desire for his wife. And so therefore, Na'ara, the late Pogim law, it's Tzunocha. So if the Torah only write Na'ara Abisham to Kapogim law, he makes a permanent Begam, and also for a situation where he's Megan al-Bal. Ah, well, Na'ara, the late Kapogim law, the Na'ara, although there's a Begam in the sense of the humiliation of living two males, however, there's no permanent blemish on his body, because he didn't have psulim that were removed, as well as he doesn't become prohibited to anyone. It doesn't make for a better marriage. It doesn't worse marriage. So, Eimoloi, I would think maybe there's no din of being matzul benafshoy. Kamash malon. Therefore, you have to have both na'ar and na'ara. Because Rachman Hani, if we'd only say those two, I would say because in each case you have a good reason. B'shem dehai lav orchiu v'ha kapogim la avashar aroyis de orchayu v'leinavish b'gmayu Eimoloi. I might think that in these two cases, the zochar lav orchil, this is not normal, and therefore it's humiliating. And the gabi the now marasa is poigim her. He's poigim her, number one, like we said, she loses the psulim, but also you have begam vis-a-vis the baal, vis-a-vis the arusa and the oris, that the oris is now quite upset that he's lost his psulim. If you're talking about another erva, where again, if you're talking about a man with a woman, it's orche. There's no great pegam involved. Why? Because he doesn't make it any more gnai for a husband. So now, if she happens to be, for instance, a nesua already, or at least the husband had her the first time, okay, he's not happy about the fact that she lived with somebody else. But it wasn't her fault, number one. And number two, that doesn't prohibit, it's not a situation of that she was a psula until now, now she's a ba'ula. She was a ba'ula because they were already married. We're talking about a nesua situation. Now, getting back, Brother Shai, if you're still with us, you asked about 5 or 10 minutes ago, what about a penuya, a psula? After all, that also makes her less desirable to future husbands. So Rashi addresses your question on its head, on this very question. If you look at the top, Rashi, the top line, why by other aroyas don't you have that big pigam? It's not a pigam ke arusa, she chaviva v'yalas chen ala oris. The oris has a tremendous desire for his arusa, because shortly they're going to consummate. He's been waiting for this now for up to a year. The Asher Miskana Olam. Now when he hears that unfortunately somebody else lived with her first, it's a tremendous kenai for him. Aval Shar Aroyis Pnuyois Besulois. That's also terrible. She will be Miskana Al Bal. Loimifka Mukuli Hai. It's not such a terrible begam. Why is it not such a terrible begam? Because presumably any chosin will know about this in advance. Presumably, I'm not saying that they're going to write it on the resume, maybe be on the reverse side of the resume, but the shachan and the oilim will know about it, and so therefore anybody that's willing to marry her knows that he's quote unquote buying, receiving damaged goods or secondhand goods. It's not a happy situation, but you know, life is not perfect. It's not a utopia. So it's not the same as already being Oris Varusa to a girl that was a psula, and now unfortunately she gets damaged because of this perpetrator. So therefore the pigam is not kuli hai. And Rashi said, v'chein nesuais be'ulais lemifkemi kuli hai, kimoi arusa. After all, she was a be'ula until now, and she continues being a be'ula. Yes, it's unfortunate she lived with another man against her will, but it's not that same level of pigam. So that's why, getting back to our Gemara, by the na'ar mit the na'ara, that the Torah says you're allowed to be matzal benafsha. Both in the case of Mishka Zohar and the case of a na'ara hamurasa, the reason is because by the Zohar lav orchil, it's not normal what they're doing. And the case of the na'amurasa, the kach pa'agimla, avashar arois to urchayu, that's normal in the sense, a man and a woman. And the pigam is not as intense, it's not as gross as the case in Amarasa, and that therefore comes to exclude many other arroyas. A maloya might have thought that there is no din of matzila benafshi, because the Rahmana chait, the chait comes to tell you, even all the chayovi krisis, and then we had chait mobes comes to tell you, all the chayovi misis. That's it. So it would be because of Rahman a chait. If we're only saying chait, I mean, I feel chayav ilavid. Chait is a chait. Why are you going and circumscribing it and limiting it only to chayav krisis? Every chayav lav, such as what we spoke about before, the kohen gadol and a grusha, kohen gadol and almana, or a kohen hedyon and a grusha. So I would think maybe there too, you're allowed to go and shoot and kill the kohen gadol or the kohen, because rachmana maves, it has to be the type of lav sheyesh by misa. Because rachmana maves alone, have a mina chayav misis bezin in chayav krisis loy. By chayav misis bezin, you see with your own two eyes misa chay maves. Mashenka the gabi chayav krisis, That's the Rabbeinu Shlom's cheshbonus. For all I know, this person is going to do real shtar ketshuva for the next 20, 30, 40 years, and maybe Rabbeinu Shlom will open the door to this Baal Shuvah. So therefore, moves is much worse, if you will, than just chet. So it's Gemara. Because Rachmana moves, I'm a min chayom is bezin in chayom increases life. Because Rachmana chet. Okay. So now I have all four. I need the nar of the gavi mishkav zohar. I need nar of and nar morasa, and I need the chet moves. One for chayove krisis and mavis for the chayove mises bezin. Frank Gemara, after all, the case of Mishkav Zohar and the case of Nar Marasa are part and parcel. They are subsets of chayove krisis, chayove mises bezin. And that being the case, Frank Gemara, for lichter rachmana chet mavis v'loy boi na'ar v'na'ara. If it only say chet mavis alone, I would say, oh, that means all chatoim involving mises bezin and krisis. No, Mrs. Bezin and krisis obviously includes a Mishkav Zohar, as well as Nar Marasa, both of which have the din of Skila. They're both listed in the Mishnah on Daf Nun Gimel as being Chayove Skila. So therefore they are Chayove Mrs. Bezin. So what do I need separate Nar Vanara for? So to my Eina Harami, you know what? What you said is correct. I now amend what I said a moment ago. And we start again. This is what, again, what Brother Shai was bringing up before. We said in our Mishnah that Avodah Zarah and Shabbos and Behema are excluded. Why are they excluded? We're trying to go and save this person from doing a terrible chait maves. Isser skila, isser krisis. Why are we excluding it? Oh, we're excluding it for the Nar and the Nara. That only by Nar and Nara, which are part and parcel of those which are Chayiv, Krisis, and Mrs. Bezin, because they are inflicting humiliation or Pegam or Lavke Orche on others. In the case of Zohar, the humiliation of a man with a man. In the case of Anar Murasa, the pigam to her husband. However, when you're talking about Avodah Zarah, and you're talking about Shabbos and Behema, in a sense, it's what we call, what do they call it today? Victimless crime. It's a crime what you did. Mechal Shabbos, Avodah Zarah, but there's no victim, except for Shabbos Kodesh itself, and of course, the Rabbeinu Shlom's Kavod. But we're not talking about those types of victims, we're talking about victims in terms of, what would Barry say, a gavra, and not here, the word chefza wouldn't be applied, but at least the victim has to have a gavra. Avodah Zarah and Shabbos and Behema, there's no gavra involved. Rashi points out, by the way, when it says v'chalamuti behema v'shabbos, it should only say v'chalamuti behema. Rashi says Shabbos b'chdi, it was thrown in. The reason why it's thrown in is because we're going to address Shabbos in another moment. So we have Nar v'nara, one to exclude Avodah Zarah, one to exclude a person who's about to live with a behema. There we say, Mr. Don't do it, Gimasra, Mitaidim, the ganze Geschäft, but there's no mitzvah and no chiev of the Hatzilai ben Afshe. Frank Timon, Rabshim Bar Yechoi, the Amar, even when it's a chav, is also Nitol Hatzil ben Afshe. Rabshim Bar Yechoi disagrees with our Mishnah. And he says, even when you're Avodah Zarah, you're allowed to go and shoot to kill. So, Oibazoi, the Nar, the Nar, Lomali, since we used one of the two, the Nar, to go and exclude Oibazoi's Chavim, if Shema Yechoi holds even Oibazoi's Chavim, Nitalatil Ben Afsha. You're wondering, where does Shema Yechoi take that from? We're going to discuss this in much greater detail tomorrow on the Amud Aleph, and that's why you have such a lengthy Amud Aleph, going through all types of psukim. Anyway, so Lomali, what do I need Nar v'Nara? So Gemara, Chalamutei Behema v'Chalamutei Shabbos. Oh, so we split up, instead of saying Behema v'Shabbos on the second, first one is Behema, and the second one is Shabbos. So again, we're going to see this in greater detail tomorrow, that Shabbos and Chil and Avodah Zarah, there is a Gzeira, a potential Gzeira Shabbos. The Gabe Shabbos, it says, Mechaleleha Mois Yumas, a Lashon of Chilu. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, it says, V'loi Sechalu Eshem Kodshi. Oh, it's a Lashon of Chilu. Since we just said, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that oyver avoyis kachavim nitl atzila benafshoy. So I would think that the din of avoyis zara also applies to Shabbos. Why? Because of chil gzeir shava kamash mulan. That's why you have to have a pasuk to go and say no. That even though there is this chil gzeir shava, the nar and the nara, one comes to tell you that if he's about to live with a behema, or if he's about to mechal Shabbos, he's not nitin latzila benafshi. You cannot shoot to kill to stop this fellow. Frank, what about Reb Blazer, Reb Shimon, the Amar? Even mechal says Shabbos nitin latzila benafshi. The Asher Shabbos chil mavodis chum. He taka does learn that zera Shabbos, and he holds that nar v'nara does not trump or supersede this zera Shabbos. So my ikla meimer, what are you going to go and say now? What do I need nar v'nara? Everything more chad miyat lim ute behema. That's the same according to all the terutzim. To might a behema, if a person is about to live with a behema, tell him don't. You're doing a tremendous isur, but nevertheless you cannot shoot it. And the idach either kosa rachmana naar kosa nami naara. Instead of learning that for two separate drushas, we're only going to learn it for one drusha, because in truth we need the naara for that parasha, explains Rashi. Because after all, we're talking about the parasha Na'ara Hamurasa. So I couldn't leave it just the word Na'ar without the pronunciation of Na'ara. That wouldn't make sense. The whole point of the pasuk is that a person is running after a Na'ara Hamurasa, Ve'ein Moshiela. Save her any way you can possibly save her, even if it means to go and shoot him. You're allowed to do that. That's not being the case. I need the nara legufe, so to speak, or legufa, if you will. So therefore, I don't have a separate drasha. I just learn for nara v'nara together. Lahoitzi lemute b'hema. Okay, so bottom line is, there's no question you're allowed to go and save the victim as well as save the perpetrator from doing an aveda by a regular roidev, a roidev chas v'shalom to kill. Same thing applies to Nar Marasa. Same thing applies to Mishkav Zohar. Same thing applies to all of the Aroyas, where all of them have a din of Kares, and many of them also have a din of Misa Bidei Bezen. All of those are included. Which are not included? So according to everybody, Behema is not included. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, or Shabbos, that's already a Machloikis Tanoim. Some say you're allowed to go and shoot to kill to stop him from doing avodah zarah. And Reb Shimon Elozer goes one step further, even to go, actually, Reb Shimon and his father. So Reb Shimon Bar Yochai that says, avodah zarah, you're allowed to stop him. And his son, Reb Shimon, extends this one further, not only by avodah zarah, but even chil Shabbos, you can go and shoot to kill a person, not to be oiver and be mechal Shabbos. Now, back in the Brice on the Amud Aleph, we had a Yehuda Omer, afoy meris hanichu loy shlei argenet. If the Nara Marasa is fleeing, she's a victim nebuch of someone who's running after her, you want to go and kill her, the traitor says, Ei Moshiela, and she says, please, don't shoot, don't kill her. Says Rabbi Yehuda, we listen to her, and we do not go and kill the perpetrator. But the Tanakama obviously disagrees, because the Tanakama didn't bring that case. But my Kamifli, what's the machlek? It's Omer Rabbi Makpedes al Pigma, Umeni Chosoi Shalo Yehargena. We're talking about a girl that is very, very concerned about her pegah. She's a nar murasa. She's already an arusa, about to be married another 2 weeks from now, about to become a nesua. She is beside herself. She's crying. She's upset. She doesn't want this pegah that the baal, the oris, will be upset. She doesn't want this humiliation. She doesn't want to lose her psulim. But what's the reason why she's calling out, don't shoot? Minichose shalei argena. She doesn't want that chas v'shalom, she should be killed. Because if somebody's going to go and shoot the perpetrator, what he might say is, oh, they're trying to kill me, so I shouldn't perform this terrible, heinous, and sinful act. I'll show them. And he's going to go and shoot her, the Nara Marasa. How do we know he's trying to go and shoot the Nara Marasa? Because when he tried to go and violate it the first time, she started running. Zit gemachta pleita. And then he said, hey, if you're going to run away, I have a gun with me. I have an arrow with me. I'm going to go and kill you. So she's afraid of Chas v'Shalom being killed. So now the question is, what am I more concerned about? Am I concerned about her pegam, that this person is going to be poikim, and she is concerned about the pegam. Or am I concerned more that Chas V'Shalom might try to go and shoot her? So Rabbanan Sabri Apigma Koped Rachmona. The whole purpose of setting aside this din of Ein Moshiach, that you have to go and save the victim to the nth degree, is because of the pigam. But in Mechpedes and Pigma, there's no question that she doesn't want to submit to this perpetrator. She's very much concerned about the humiliation, and therefore save her, even if it means at the peril of killing him, and even if Chas V'Shalom there's a danger that he might shoot her. But the pigam, that's the ultimate concern here. That's what the Torah is makbid about. When did the Torah go and say, shoot to kill? Because she's being moisen nefesh, and she says, no, I will not submit to this perp, no matter, even if it means Chas V'Shalom, I'm going to be killed. But I do not want to live with him, come heaven or high water. But this particular lady is not being moisen nefesh liktola. How do I know he's not being moisen nefesh liktola? Because he says, because she said, rather don't go and kill him, rather than Chas V'Shalom, he might kill me. So why are you concerned about killing yourself? After all, aren't you more concerned about the begam? No. I'm not happy about the begam, but I can live with it. But I can't live with being shot and killed. Because by definition, once a person is dead, they cannot go and live with that situation. So therefore, Zokti Gemara, I have machloikis between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. What is the major focus? Is the major focus on her life or on the humiliation of living with this perpetrator? We said in the Braisa, we've said here in the Gemara, that we're only concerned about the pegam affecting a narahu murasa, who now is going to be a pguma. The husband won't be able, not, he can live with her, but he's not going to be happy about it, because she is now a ba'ula and no longer a psula. So why don't we say the same thing, Almana l'koyin gadol, that this is a terrible pigam. She's now going to be transformed into a zoina, or perhaps into a chalola. But that's a big pigam. Why don't we say over here too, shoot to kill to stop him in his tracks. Amalei, although it's taka true that the Torah is worried about pigam, a pigma rabba kapid rachmana, a greiser pigam. What means a greiser pigam? If you're talking about arroyos, the creaser saying, boy, what a pigam. Not only that, if the perpetrator lives with this nara murasa and she becomes pregnant, she's going to have a mamzer. Ay, ay, ay. She's going to become a zoina. Ay, ay, ay. Zoina, not in the terms of that she's a professional zoina, but she'll be prohibited to a koyin. So this is big time pegam, Rabbi say. That the term was makbedon. Shoot to kill. A big mazuta lekabarachmana. Rashi says the maximum that a koyin gadol lives on amana, it only becomes a chalola, not a zoina. Okay, it's not pleasant, but doesn't rise to the level of producing mamzerim. It's only an Issa Lav. It's not an Issa Kori, it's not an Issa Chayimisa. So therefore, you cannot go and shoot to save this lady. Therefore, Allah is Kamba. One second. Allah is Kamba Kamba, the Shaila that Brother Shai asked before. What about a Psula Pnuya? Yes, there's a Pagam. But the Pagam is not a Pigma Rabba. It's a Pigma Zuta. Therefore, you have no right to go and shoot the perpetrator. Brother Barry, your question.
Rabbi Akiva, who holds that Chayvei Lavin position on Zeirim and Kushin is Tosfim, would he hold otherwise?
It's a very, very good question. I believe the Gemara addresses it tomorrow, and that's why you have this lengthy Omer Aleph that's going to go through this Mandiyama, that Mandiyama, what does he hold, what does that one hold, etc., etc. I believe the Gemara is going to discuss that as well. If not, then we'll have to put our thinking caps on and discuss it further. Talking more about it. Ureminu ichaba kasha. Is that what we're up to? Yeah. Chait eilu chayavi krisis. So we said in the Braisa that since the Pasuk says v'lanar li'sasadova in lanar chait moves, so moves we said comes to exclude either chayavi krisis, or chait is chayavi krisis, and moves comes to exclude chayavi misis beth. Zokti Mara, when I say exclude, that it's really to include that a regular chayav misses beza, chayav increases, the same aloch applies to Ve'in Moshiach Allah, you have a mitzvah to go and be Moshiach. Pray to Mara Minu, I'll ask you a kasha. Ve'in Nara Shiesh Lehen Knas. This is the Mishnah beginning of Perek Elin Aris. And although our Mishnah, as quoted here in the Gemara, ends after Haba Ala Choysoi, but in fact, in the Mishnah, in Mesechtes Ksubis, it goes on with a long laundry list of people where there's a Knas. Now, what type of Knas are we talking about? We're talking about a Knas of Chamishim Shkolim for someone who's Ma'anes, who forces himself on this young lady, or even an older lady. Now, we know from the Torah that Oynis Umafata has a din that you have to go and pay 50 shkolim. But the Torah is talking about a regular penuya. It's not talking about a situation of an erva. What happens if a brother forces himself on a sister? Rachmana litzla. It's terrible. No question about it. Does he have to go and pay a knas of chamishim shekel? And the answer is yes, he has to pay the chamishim shekel. Now, of course, it's talking about a situation where there were no Edom present, or there were Edom, but they didn't go and give hasra. Because if there would be hasra, then a person, assuming that that is a chiyav bezdin, that you get misa bezdin, and if it's a chiyav karz, then you get a chiyav karz. The question over here, there's no one present, but afterwards he confesses, yes, he did it. Okay, he can tell him, wait, the knas is potter. Okay, I'm sorry, I knew that was coming. I saw Barry already raising his hand. Sorry. There was only one aid, so we know for sure he did it. There were two aidim, there was no asra. We're not going to kill anybody. The question is, do you have to pay knas or not? And the Mishnah says, yes, you have to pay knas. Now, the question is, why do you have to pay knas? You recall we learned in the Gemara yesterday that any time, well, we've already repeated it numerous times today, that if you have a roidif situation, you're allowed to go and shoot to kill. And even in a situation where you had a person who unfortunately was boil and nar marasa, and I wasn't able to kill him, but I had the right to go and kill him. So remember we said in the Gemara yesterday, just that right to go and kill someone, that's already enough to go and pater that individual from Tashlumin. The case that we gave, for instance, yesterday was a Boba Machteres. What was the case of Boba Machteres? You have a Ganef who's going in the Machteres, where it wasn't an Av Ubenoi situation. So what's the din? You're allowed to go and shoot to kill, because everybody knows, like the Gemara said, that the Balabas is not going to go and say, Kumarain, make yourself comfortable, take whatever you want, take all the cash, take all the jewelry. He's going to go and confront him and say, hey, what are you doing here? Bang, bang, he's going to kill him. So therefore, the Bama Machteres is considered to be a person that's coming for, not just for money, but also for the fascists. I'm sorry?
For the fascists, your money or your life?
Your money or both. And what happened over here? What happens if he shiber esachovius? What happens if he destroyed one of the chafetzim, right? He saw that there was this very valuable Persian rug or a very valuable Persian vase from 2,000 years ago. It's an antique. You'll sell it in the antique market. You can get $1 million for it. And fortunately, unfortunately, he dropped it or he stepped on it and the thing broke. And she was chavis. Do you have to go and pay? In other words, you have the right to shoot him. Lamaisa, you didn't shoot him. Therefore, he's alive. And Shibris HaChavis, does he have to pay for that Chavis? Said our Mishnah, no, he doesn't have to pay. And you're wondering to yourself, why didn't he have to go and pay? After all, this is a no goodnik. Why didn't he have to go and pay? So the Gemara said yesterday, because of the Svara of Kom Leibid Rabbine. Even though we're not talking about the classic Kom Leibid Rabbine of the Bezdin giving only the higher Einish and not the lesser Einish, since everybody is authorized to engage in self-help remedies to go and shoot to kill, you become like a mini bezdin for these purposes. Therefore, since you are allowed to go and kill him, he is potter from pani from having to pay for the tashlumen of the broken king. Now you remember that Brother Shai before the shir began, reminded us of an email that I received 7 years ago, 7.5 years ago, on September 25, 2017. This was sent to me by a person by the name of Avrami Shaf. And he brought a real live down-to-earth case, so to speak. What was happening? Says the email, Yankel was texting and driving at the same time. You all know that that is reckless. It's also prohibited. But unfortunately, it happens. And this Yankel was texting and driving, and Yankel crashed into Beryl's car and caused $1,000 worth of damage. Baruch Hashem, there were no victims, nobody was hurt, but he caused damage. Now, what would we all say? He got to pay, and if he has insurance, the insurance company will pay. Well, the mice and this person damaged. So Harav Eliashiv Zatzal was asked this question, and he says it's not so harsh. He said it could be that the driver, since whilst he was driving, he was distracted by the texting, it could be that he's considered to be a roidev. Why is he considered to be a roidev? Because any pedestrian, as well as any other motorist that's driving a car, is a potential victim of this distracted texting driver. He might kill anybody. And so theoretically, when I see that he is driving in a very wild manner, and I can tell that the reason why he's driving in a wild manner is not because he's a bad driver, but because he's texting. And therefore, he's acting in this terrible manner. Could be he has the status of a roidev. So if he has the status of a roidev, anybody would be able to go and shoot to kill him if they see that there are potential victims all around, pedestrians and other motorists that might be killed. And therefore, he's potter from having to pay damages for the car, because it's a form of kamle b'derabba minei. So even though eventually he did not kill anybody, but since I had the right to go and kill him because he was a danger to society, at least on the street where he was walking and where, not where he was walking, where he was driving, if he's a roidev, then he would be patsur. From this email that I got, it doesn't say that Rav Yashiv said definitively, but he said Rav Yashiv was thinking that it's possible that he has the status of a roidev, and therefore he could have killed at that time other people, not just damaged Beryl's car. And if that's the case, if he has the status of a roidev, he's potter from damages for damaging the car. So thank you, Brother Shai, for reminding us, and I'm happy to go and shoot the show that I can send it out if you want. Then Brother Shai said it also had something to do with my brother. And yes, it's true, because I sent this email to my brother, and he wrote back to me again 7.5 years ago. My brother is a very famous, my brother Daniel, yes, Reb Daniel. He is the famous publisher of the Sefer HaMafteach HaRashas, which is a very popular Sefer. Anytime you want to look up a concept, a word, a person, HaRashas, you take out the HaMafteach HaRashas, and it tells you to look up this Gemara, that Gemara, here and there. It's a real index. As well as, he gives a Daf Yomi Shir for many, many years in Riverdale and in Florida. So, when I sent him this email last time, he said, yes, indeed, there was a recent New Jersey case where a person intentionally called someone in their car, expecting that person to cause an accident by receiving the call, and the recipient indeed caused an accident, killing a third party. In other words, this was a real life case. Someone wanted to cause someone else to cause it to have an accident. So he intentionally called them when he was driving, figuring that person would go and pick up the phone and he would talk to him. He would be distracted, and as a result, he'd get into an accident. And that person, in fact, killed a third party, Rachmana Litzlan. So you see that this is not just theoretical. This is an actual situation of distracted drivers, nebuchu, kill people. All right.
It was a grandma, though. Maybe a grandma.
Okay. Halacha l'maisa, speak to a competent Orthodox rabbi. I'm just telling you what it says here. In the grum is referring to the person that called him, but the callee, the person that took the call and killed someone, he's not a grummer, he's an actual killer. You'll tell me he did it b'shogeg, not b'mezid. I'm not sure that shogeg, it could be gross negligence, Because if he knows that when he picks up a phone, he's going to be distracted, don't pick up the phone. Just leave the phone and put it on mute or whatever it is. Okay, we got a little bit off on a tangent. Back to our Gemara. And the Gemara says, the same concept applies to someone who's living with his own achoisoi. L'choira, he's now mechuyev misa, either koris or misa b'dei bezdin, but he's certainly mechuyev misa. And that being the case, he should be parted from having to pay knas. A common ramenei situation. Why does the Mishnah say, over here we're not talking about the misa b'dei bezdin, misa b'dei shamay. Here we're talking about the fact that since I'm allowed to go and kill this perpetrator who's trying to go and live with his sister, because this is a chet maves, I'm allowed to shoot to go and kill him. Why, if he was not killed, does he have to go and pay the chamishim shekel? I come in the rabbinay. So Gemara comes up with a couple of answers. Teretz number one. Amru rabbanan kami rav chizda mishas harroa de pogma iftala miktala. What the Gemara is doing is, it's cutting with a very thin slicer. It's what we would call Talmudic hair splitting. We're going to cut up between the Tchilas Bia and the Soif Bia. Why are we splitting up between the Tchilas Bia and the Soif Bia? Says the Gemara, Mishas Harro'a, as soon as that person does Harro'a, you all are familiar that there's a Machloikis, what does Harro'a mean? So the Gemara is assuming at this moment that Harroa means just Nishika, which means Nishika, so Eiver from the outside, no penetration at all, just from the outside. That's already considered to be a Pegam. What means a Pegam? And we're not talking about Pegam that she loses her Psulim. Just Nishika from the outside, there's no Psulim. However, the Pegam is that he's living with Achoisai. And we know that Harro'a has the same din as Gemar Bia, that if a person does Harro'a in or with any Erva, he gets whatever the penalty is in the Torah, whether it's a Chiyav Karis or a Chiyav Mises Bezen, he gets that penalty. So once he did Harro'a, if theoretically he would stop and become a Baal Tshuva on the spot and not continue, then he only had that Isser of, not only, but he had the Isser of the Misa that comes along with someone who lives with his sister or any of the other Arayos. However, there would not be a din yet of paying the Knas. When does the Knas hit? Only the Gemar Bia. Therefore says the Gemara, since it's not B'idna, it's not at the same moment. It's like the case we had in the Gemara yesterday, when the person stole a kiss. And if he picked it up with Hagba, and after that took it out of the house, then he's going to be over later on in the Isra Shabbos. It was not the Indus, he's chayv both on the Misa and the Tashlumin. Here too, Mishas Harro'a Pogma, then it's already done. There's no purpose in going shooting him to kill now, because he said already in the Braisa that once Nev the Boyaveira, he's not going to kill anymore. It's already Nev the Boyaveira. He's already over the din through Harro'a of living with one of the Arois. So you now that Iftala Mikola is no Ktola. When do you pay for the Tashluman of the moment is? Ad Gemar Bia. Why by Gemar Bia? Because Gemar Bia is what causes her to lose her Pesulim. Since he loses the Pesulim, on that you have to go and pay the 50 Shekel. Zoktimor HaNichol Madiyam HaRozu Neshika. That's very good. If you hold that Arois, just means that the Aver was from the outside, no penetration. That in fact you put in the Atorah. What the Gemara is telling us is Achnos Atorah is enough to go and break the Psulim. So therefore, both the breakage of the Psulim, which is Machayiv the 50, as well as Achnos Atorah, which is the Harah, which is Machayiv Misa, my Ikalameim, this is happening at the same time. Vaita Wayim Machuyim in the Knas. It should become Levin Draminei. Elam Rav Chizda, I have a brand new text. He's going, Shabo Alea Shalei Kedarka. Chazo Bo Alea Kedarka. That this perpetrator, Rashi says, or in fact, any other perpetrator, lived with her already Shalei Kedarka. Because he already did Shalei Kedarka, in that respect, Kvar Nivgema, the pegam of living with a man, as we know from the Pasuk Mishkebe Isha, the din of Shalei Kedarka is equivalent to the din of Kedarka. And therefore, she was already nifka. Not nifka in the terms of psulim. The psulim are still there. But in terms of the violation of this woman that causes there to be a din of erva, krisus, din of misa, or for that matter, shooting to kill him to stop him from doing this shalei kedarka, that's already done. Never above it. We're finished. What did he do now a second time? Now he's bolei kedarka. Bolei kedarka, he's not going and being over that original isser. That original isser is passe, if you will. That already is done. There's no right to go and be matzil benafsha to go and shoot to kill, because kvar nevda ba'aveir. But what is he doing now? He's bo'aleh kedarka. Now he's going to be poigeng the psulim, be meisha the psulim. For that you have to go and pay the 50 shkalim. Rav Omar, that's the case that we're talking about in Mishnayis, in Mesechtes Ksubis, Yesh Laknas, it's talking about Menichos Shlo Yargan of Rabbi Yehudi. That's Rabbi Yehuda, which he had a few lines ago, that it says in the Braisa, if the victim screams out and says, I know he wants to go and violate me, but do not shoot to kill, because she's afraid for her own life. No, so then I don't have the right to kill anymore. So they don't have the right to kill. If eventually he does go and live with her, then he has to go and pay the chamishim shekel, because he don't have the kamud ramine about the fact that I'm going to go and I can go and shoot to kill, because I can't shoot to kill, says Rabbi Yehuda. Don't shoot to kill, because she says, I don't want you to do so. We have another two terutzim to this kasha. Rav Papa Amar bin Mefutza v'divri akol. When it says, Eilu na'orish yesh lam knas, who says we're talking about ma'anis? We could be talking about Mefutza. Mefutza means that he or she agrees to this. Oh, if they agree, so then there's no din of the matzal menafsha. The whole matzal menafsha is because she is ashamed. What's going on? What is he doing to me? He wants to go and violate me. She's maskil. She's Mefutza. Oh, that's a bizarre. So then you don't have a right to go and shoot to kill. You only have the right of the chamishim shekel that he has to go and pay. Abayom Abay says the final teretz. We're talking about a situation where you could, instead of shoot to kill, you can go and shoot him in his leg so that he will trip and he won't be able to run anymore after the Nara Hamurasa or any one of the other Aroyos. If either the victim or someone else can go and stop him by shooting at the arm, the leg, somewhere else, but not to kill him, and he didn't be matzal b'yech meivarav, he shot intentionally towards his head or towards his heart to kill the guy, nereg olav, then chas hasholom, the nirdaf, for that third party that went and shot, he himself deserves to get misa. So since in all of these cases, we don't get the benefit of the person being mutal hatzila benafshoy, therefore you don't have a common denominator situation. The only situation as is you have to pay the mominus of the 50 shkalim. And with this, we have concluded this Gemara by side. We ended off about killing. So va'atam adekim Hashem alekechem chayim kulchem ayoyim. A Freilich and Chodesh, a good Shabbos. See you all in Yet Hashem Sunday morning in person or on this call to Shkoyach to you.